No one ever loved me like Jesus. No one ever cared for me like him. No one ever loved me like Jesus. When I came in this morning, Brother Victor made a statement. He said, I come anxious to hear what you've got to say. That made me feel good. But what really makes me feel good is to hear what God has to say. Hear what God has to say. And I want to say the things that I hear my Father say. I want to do what I see my Father do. I want to feel the everlasting presence of the Lord. I want to know beyond shadow of a doubt where I stand with God. And I would like you to know beyond shadow of a doubt where you stand with God. Where I would like for you to ask yourself this question this morning. Where do I stand with God? Where am I standing this morning with God? If God would tell Jesus, this morning you're going back and you're going to take the bride, would you go? I want you to think about this. Am I ready? Am I prepared? Am I anxious to see the coming of the Lord? This past week, if you watched the news and your heart was not troubled concerning our nation, concerning the morality of our nation, our president went before a congregation of God, made the biggest act of political regime I have ever heard in my life. He stood and he talked about amazing grace. And the next stance of the newscast, you saw him standing praising homosexuality. You saw him put on our capital, all the lights of the rainbow about homosexuality. That is the lowest that we have ever dropped in the morality of the nation of the United States of America. We need to stand forth with the glory of God, folks. We need to stand forth with the power of the Holy Spirit. It's time that the church of the living God realize that we're in the world, but we're not of this world. We are a royal nation, a holy nation, a royal priesthood. We are a different nation. We're aliens. We're aliens of this world. And we're becoming more of an alien all the time because the glory of God is departing from the United States of America if we don't pray. It's time that the church begin to rise up. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green Party, whatever you want to call yourself. Are you a Christian? Do you love God more than you love them? It doesn't make any difference where we came from. It doesn't make any difference of the affinity of our glory. But it's what is our glory? But the glory of God and the power of God. The blessings and the power of the Holy Spirit should be in our hearts and our souls. I am troubled this morning. I am troubled not about what the world is doing, but what about God, what God is doing with us. Who are we? Where are we standing, folks? Are we being part of this hellacious situation going? The Supreme Court takes all of our votes away from us. If we vote for something, they'll take it away from us. This is communism from the word go. It's not socialism. Socialism is just a sweet word for communism. The blessings and the power of the Holy Spirit are on the church. I'm not ministering to the world this morning. I'm ministering to the church. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, which I know the most of you are, that the glory of God is in you, the power of God is with you. There is a power. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. But there is also a way of God that the end thereof is life and the glory. I want to minister to you this morning on a journey. You're on a journey, and this journey, you're going to have some obstacles. This journey, you're going to have some mountains to climb. This journey, you're going to have typhoons to go through. And this journey, you're going to see it rough. And this journey, you're going to see the glory of God in action. But it doesn't make any difference where we're standing if we're standing with God. We can be standing in water neck deep and it's still rising, but we still know that our God delivers. We may be standing in a desert, but we will stand in the desert knowing that we are rivers of living water. We may be standing in a place where we need healing, but we need to know that we are the salt of the earth and the salt is healing. We may be standing in the darkest place and getting darker, but we need to realize that we're the light and the glory of God. And to do this, we have to rise up and let the mind of Christ rise up within us. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost this morning, you have the mind of Christ, but you have to allow the mind of Christ to work through you. You have to allow the power of the Holy Spirit to use you. Vessels meet for the Master's use. Vessels of honor. Vessels of glory. Vessels of power. We're not just a bunch of hoopy hoopas that's been wound up here. We are dynamic men and women of God. And it doesn't make any difference where you live. It doesn't make any difference. It's where you are in Christ Jesus. And the blessings and the power that we have in His glory, in His power. We have no power except what's in Christ Jesus. We have no glory except what's in Christ Jesus. I'm going to start with Romans 8:35. When we begin to feel the everlasting power of God and know He's in us, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit that's in this place. We thank You for Your angels, Lord, that have came in with us. We thank You for Your Holy Spirit that leads us into all truth. We thank You, Lord, for the resurrecting power that You have given us. We thank You, Father, for the Son, Your Son, that died on the cross of Calvary. We thank You, Father, for His blood that was shed for us. We thank You, Jesus, because You did not call the angels to take You from the cross. We thank You that the glory of God is in us because of You. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, let Your anointing rise in this place, not only with this speaker, but Lord, with every individual in this place, every child of God, let the anointing rise within us, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us feel Your glory. Let us know Your glory. Let us feel the power of the Holy Spirit that is within us. Let us feel the mind of Christ rising up within us. Let us feel the things of God. Lord, we have stood too long. Father, we have stood too long, not feeling. We have stood too long, O God, not paying attention. We went too long, Lord, of just going along. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us this morning not to just go along, but help us to realize that we are the glory of God in action. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword? Who can separate us from the love of Christ? The tribulations that come to us will not separate us from that. The distress that we go to sometimes will not separate us from that. The persecutions will not separate me. And famine, they shall not separate me. Or nakedness or peril or sword shall not separate me. We are rooted and ground in the rock Christ Jesus. We are rooted and grounded into Him with the glory and the power and the blessings and the power and the specialty that we are in Christ Jesus. Folks, listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Listen to see what God is doing. Feel what He's doing. Feel your religion. Feel your religion. Forget religion. Feel your salvation. Feel the glory of the anointing of God that is inside you. And let your mouth begin to speak. Let yourself begin to act. Let the power of the Holy Spirit begin to manifest Himself in Christ Jesus. We've heard sermons from our pastors. We heard sermons of the Holy Spirit. We've heard sermons of understanding. We've heard sermons of grace. We've had sermons of power. We have sermons of destination. We've had all these sermons ministered to us right here in this place. And the glory of God is here. Folks, it is time that we begin to apply the things that we hear. Begin to apply the things, not only that you hear from the spoken word, But what you hear in the written word, as you begin to get into it, you begin to study, you begin to show yourself approved a workman unto God, that you be manifested in the glory of God. You be manifested in the power of God. It is time. It is time, folks. The clock is ticking, and it's ticking very fast. I believe with all my heart that Jesus is coming soon. I mean, I believe that I will live to see the rapture of the church. I believe that I will be in the rapture. My wife and I were talking the other day. I told her, I'll never leave you, but we will be standing together when the rapture of the church takes place. The glory and the power, the manifestation of His love, the manifestation of His power. Let that power be in you that is in Christ Jesus, and the glory of God will be there. Woo, hallelujah. This morning, as I was going through my sermon, and I was putting a few extra notes, then as I sat there, God laid the other things, and I never quit preparing a sermon. I prepared all the way to the pulpit. The blessings. I keep my ear open to God. I keep my mind open to God. What do you want for this people? I've never preached this sermon before. This is prepared for you. I prayed. I said, Lord, what would you have me to minister to your people? He said, tell them about the mind of Christ. Tell them about the mind of Christ. That the glory. Preparing for a journey. Always preparing for a journey. When I started out in the ministry, I had a TR3 sports car. Woo-wee, yellow. And when we prayed for journey, we filled that TR3. On Sunday morning, if you don't know what a Triumph TR3 is, it has one seat in it and has a little seat about this wide in the back, and it got about this much leg room. 10 people I had in that, taking them to church, prepared for the journey. When we went somewhere, we filled that TR3. Well, it shrunk because our family got larger. So I got a TR10, which it wasn't much bigger, but we packed that out. When we went for a journey, when we went somewhere, it was packed full. Well, I traded that in on a station wagon. We packed that out. When we prepared for a journey, it was packed to the brim. We had a luggage carrier on top, and that was packed full. Well, we outgrew that. I got a van. That's true. That van was packed out. It had a bed in it. It's a van conversion. Gorgeous, gorgeous Dodge van. We packed that out. And on top, inside and out, was packed out. We're preparing for a journey. We prepared what we would need for that journey. Well, I got a pickup. No, we didn't. I got a 30-foot trailer. The van was packed out and the 30-foot trailer was packed out, prepared for a journey. I got a 35-foot trailer and a pickup. The pickup was packed out and the 35-foot trailer was packed out. We prepared for a journey. So the farther down the road we got, the more we had to pack up for that journey. Then I got a 38-foot trailer. It was packed out. I'm saying that to say this. When I started on this journey with my heart, I knew nothing. But I got with people, and the people trained me, and I began to be mature more in Christ Jesus. Paul says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. But when I became an adult, in other words, when I became more mature, I spake as a mature person. We advance in Christ Jesus. We advance with the glory of God. I didn't know too much about the mind of Christ, but I realized that I didn't even realize the mind of Christ was within me. There are so many people today that are filled with the Holy Spirit. They don't even realize what they have. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you have the mind of Christ, and the mind of Christ is within you, and nothing can separate me from the love of God. No peril, distress, whatever it is, will not separate me from the love of God, because I am His son. You are His son. You are His daughter. And the glory of God and the power of God is in you, and the mind of Christ should be operating. About 6 or 8 or 9 months ago, I began to pray, Lord, is the mind of Christ working in me. I begin to pray, Father, let the mind of Christ work in me. Let the glory of God work in me. Let the power of God. All of a sudden, I begin to pray for wisdom. I begin to pray for understanding. And God began to give me the gift of wisdom. He began to give me the gift of understanding that I could understand the thing that God was saying and the thing that He wanted me to do. The blessings and the power that we have in Christ Jesus is beyond any measure that can be measured. Here we are filled, full, and running over. And that glory and that power from your bodies, from your most inner being, from your bellies, whichever you want to say, will flow rivers of living water. But those rivers will not flow without the mind of Christ. Whoa! Those rivers will not flow until we say we have the mind of Christ. Until we begin to let the mind of Christ. I was ministering and I said, God, let the mind of Christ be in me. And let when I speak, Lord, let the glory of God fall in the place. There was about 75 or 80 people in the prayer line. I begin to speak. I'd be speaking and praying for this person over here to be healed and people over here to be being healed. The glory of God, because the mind of Christ and the glory of God and the power of God and the manifestation of God's Spirit. It was without me that He did those things. But the words that I spoke from God over here ran over here. I was praying for this lady to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the lady behind her got filled with the Holy Ghost. The glory, I'm talking about the mind of Christ being within you. When the mind of Christ is in you, the rivers will flow all directions. He called Yoshua. When the mind of Christ is dwelling in you, those rivers are going to flow every direction. It will flow to the east, the west, the north, and the south, because the mind of Christ is insurpassable. We have an insurpassable spirit. Whoa, this is not in my notes. We have an insurpassable spirit. In other words, it cannot be conquered. You know, the more they hurt the body of Christ, the more it grows. The body of Christ is like Johnson grass. If you cut off Johnson grass, you're going to get 5 sprigs prop up. The glory and that power that comes from the blessings of God. When Satan put it into the priest's heart to crucify the Lord, had he had known what was going to happen, he would have defended Christ with everything that he had. If he had known that small body that was going to break forth of 120 would reach over 3,000 the first day of the church. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, the morning, the first morning the church was born. Peter got up with the mind of Christ, with the glory of God and the power of God, and began to speak, and his words went out, and the blessings of God with the mind of Christ. Peter would walk down the street and they would put people on the sidewalks, I'm going to say sidewalks, for his shadow to go over them, and they would be healed because the rivers were flowing in the mind of Christ. Let that glory and that power that is within you. I'm not saying that's what's coming to you, that's what's within you. You've got what it takes, but you have got to put it to action. Put to action the things. I can sit and sing about the praises of God. I can clap my hands. I can shout. I can dance. But when the music stops, where am I standing? When the music stops, where am I? Where is the dance when the music stops? Do we have the power to dance? We have the power to prophesy. Do we have the power to let the mind of Christ be in our everyday life with that glory and that power and that beauty and that holiness that we have in Christ Jesus? We cannot walk down the road with Satan and with Christ. We cannot walk that way. How can a pool or a stream bring forth sweet water and bitter water? How can it bring forth fresh water and salt water? It cannot. With that glory and that power, with the mind of Christ, we will separate ourselves. I'm not telling you to think that you're all out here so separate that nobody can touch you. I'm talking about separating ourselves in Christ Jesus. When we separate ourselves in Christ Jesus, people begin to say, what's going on with that person? Then they'll begin to want they'll begin to want what we have. The world does not want any more of the world. They want something. They want something. And the church, oh, don't nobody throw an egg at me, but the church has let down the flag. We need to see. You cannot be carnal-minded. You cannot be carnal-minded. In other words, I want. The carnality of things. You cannot have your mind in the world and the mind in Christ. The blessings and the power of the Holy Spirit. With the mind of Christ, you will find that your family will draw closer together. With the mind of Christ, you will find that you will have more peace. I was reading this article. Do you realize that there are billions of dollars, not millions, billions of dollars spent on sleeping pills, nerve pills, relaxing pills, muscle relaxers? I used to coach the Little League. I'd get excited. So I thought, I don't know. So I went and got me a muscle relaxer and I took it just before the game. Now I stood there looking. I didn't say nothing. My team lost vehemently. I said, whoa, never am I going to take one of those things again. The next time I went out there, that muscle relaxer, I don't know what I did with them, but I haven't seen them since. This kid missed the ball. The audience and the parents said, that's okay. I said, Chris, that's not okay. You missed that one. Forget it. Get the next one. So I wasn't, nothing's okay. Winning. I'm a winner. I don't believe in losing. I know there are those that say losing's not everything or winning is not everything. Let me tell you something. You do not get trophies by losing. And I'm a winner in Christ Jesus. Woo! And I'm going for that trophy. I'm going for that trophy. I'm going for that crown of life. I'm going to stand before my King, and he is going to take my crown, and he's going to take his crown, and then he's going to give me my crown. Oh, the glory of God and the power of God, because the mind of Christ is going to keep me motivated, and the glory of God. Are you Ben Bragnosius, Brother Culverson? Yes, I am. I brag, Paul says, if I boast, I boast in Christ Jesus. And boast means to brag.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So I'm bragging in Christ Jesus. Testifying, we call it testifying. I call it bragging. I call it boasting. We boast in Christ Jesus that we have the mind of Christ, and the mind of Christ works through us. Woo. Oh, I've got an hour and a half to go. The glory and the power and the wholeness of God. The mind of Christ is creative. 1 Corinthians 2:16, for who has known the mind of the Lord, that we may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Oh, listen to what it says. Who has the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? That we may challenge his word, that we may challenge, this is what God's word said, and this is where I'm going to stand. But we have the mind of Christ. Paul says, we have the mind of Christ. Say it. We have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ that will guide us and protect us and walk with us. Have you ever started looking at something and said, I just can't figure that out? Then you say, Lord, help me here. Boom. It happened. I mean, some little thing. One time I tried for 2 hours to get a little screw started in a hose, and it's way up inside there, and I could not get that started. Finally, I thought, God, I need to get this. I need to do this. I mean, it went right in just like that, and tightened her up and ready to go. In 2 minutes. I mean, I had the whole job finished in 2 minutes. I worked, brother, for 3.5 hours on a 2.5 minute job. But when I said, let the mind of Christ, oh, I need your help, Holy Spirit. I need your help. The Lord will be. Well, you ask God about things like that. I tell you, when you're under a hot vehicle, you'll ask God for anything. The blessings and the power of the Holy Spirit. The blessings of God. 1 Peter 1:13 says, gird up the loins of your mind. It means to be sober, calm, collective in spirit, and temperate. When we gird up, that means to pull yourself together. the journey is long. And gird up for a long journey, the men will tighten their, when they gird up for a long journey, the men would, they had a girdle that they wore, and they wore a long skirt, long robes, and they would pull the robe up between their legs, make kind of like trousers out of them, and that gave them more freedom. The journey is long. Gird it up with the glory and the power of the Holy Ghost, the blessings of God, because we're going to have some freedom here. We're going to have to be moving here. We're going to have to dance a little bit. We're going to have to cry a little. We're going to have to pray a lot. We're going to have to see the glory of God. Oh, we will smile, but we will cry. But oh, in the midnight, the day is coming, and where there is weeping, there's going to be laughter. Where there is sickness, there's going to be healing. Where there is non-glory, there will be glory, because we have girded ourselves for the journey. The journey is long, and it's going to be hot, and we're going to have to see, and we're going to have to feel. We're going to have to know the blessings of God and know the power of God. We have a sound mind. A sound mind is power. We don't go to looking about what else we can do. We have this mind. Never look at what you don't have. Don't look at what you don't have. It's not there. You can't even see it anyway. Look at what you have. Don't try to use what you don't have. You can't do that because you don't have it. Look at what you have. The main thing we have for this journey is the mind of Christ and the heart of God. And the blessings and the power be manifested in Christ Jesus. Let everything be zero except God. If we will put into our minds the glory and the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to share something with you. The Lord just laid on. I begin to pray for God to clean up International Prayer Ministries. Anything, anybody in International Prayer Ministries that you don't want there, Lord, or that's detrimental to this ministry, move them. I prayed for about 4 or 5 months, and all of a sudden, I lost 6 of my executive committee. 6 of them. Shoom, boom, they're gone. I've kind of complained, and the Lord said, you asked me. And the one that he removed was the one that I was laying a lot of confidence in. The one that he removed was one that I thought I needed more. But God said, I preserve those, and I will give you more. Now, the only executive committee that I have is my secretary and brother Minor and Sister Minor. That's my executive committee. And that power and that glory. International Prayer Ministry has soared to the highest degree. We went farther than we have ever been. We have more intercessors and more supervisors than we've ever had. I've had more revivals than I've ever had. And the glory of God. Already this year, I've preached 10 revivals, and the glory of God and the power of God and the manifestation. Clean me up, Lord. Clean me up. Clean up this ministry, Lord. Clean up my house, Lord. Clean me up, Lord. Let the glory and let my mind be your mind. Let my heart be your heart. Take over, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And the mind of Christ, and the mind of Christ is on our hearts and on our lives. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. We are troubled on every side. We are hurt. We're knocked down. But we're not knocked out for the count, because we're up and we're moving. And we're saying, thank you, Jesus, for what we just went through. I went through a tornado, or the outer edge of a tornado. I wasn't saying glory when it happened. The glory and the power of the Holy Spirit, the glory and the power of God was there, brother. But moved in and it just started a little sprinkle. Well, we're going into this night. And then a little harder, and all of a sudden, it was like somebody put a fire hose on us. I mean, the raindrops were the size of saucers. I'm not kidding. I mean, you could not see the road, and the wind come up to, and we listened to the radio, and it come up to 75 miles an hour. And then on my brother's phone, it said, take shelter. You are entering a tornado. The glory and the power of God. I told my brother, I said, Aaron, you better pray. And I'm praying. And that wind would hit my truck and my trailer, and it would fit one way and one the other and push me to all the other lane. But the angels of God would push me back. Hallelujah, because I wasn't driving. I was holding on. The blessings of God, it pushed me, and the angels pushed me back. I told Aaron, I said, brother, I said, we're going to have to find a place to get off. I saw a road sign, and I started turning. The Lord said, don't get off there. Whoa, Lord, I'm going into a tornado here. He said, don't get off there. Folks, when we think we're going the right direction, the mind of Christ will operate, and he will say, don't do that. Don't do it. When the Lord says, don't go that direction, I don't care if you're going to the store and then you're, the way you're going to go is 2 blocks and the Lord tells you don't go that way, go 2 miles. Then the glory of God will be there, the blessed God. But I said, Lord, help us. We begin to drive 9 miles. Seemed like 40 that we drove in that tornado, getting closer and closer to the eye of that tornado all the time. And the wind was blowing harder. But then I saw a light. I saw a light. And the Lord said, here's where you get off. Oh, there's a light in the window. Ooh, hallelujah. There's a light in the window. When we say we're in the total darkness, when we're in the midst of a storm, I don't know if I know exactly what Paul was talking about when it says in the midst of a mighty storm. I was in the midst of a mighty storm, but the mighty hand and the power of God and the mind of Christ allowed me to see the little light, and I pulled off there. I couldn't even see. I could not see the off-ramp. I just said, okay, God, and I started pulling off, and whammo, I could see just a little bit of the line. I followed that little bit of the line till I turned the left and crossed the freeway, but then I saw the service station. I got behind it, and the glory of God. Oh, but the rain was coming down, and my brother said, what are we going to do? I said, I'm going to go to bed. We're in a tornado, so I'm going to bed. I'm tired. I mean, I've been fighting this wheel for 2 hours now. I am going to bed. I went down and that old trailer was reeling and a rocking. I fell asleep. I woke up the next morning, the sun was shining. Oh, when you see that little light, oh, pull off. Follow that little light. And oh, you may be in the midst of the storm, but if you will follow that little light, oh, you will wake up in the morning and the sunshine. Oh, the blessings of God. He called your Shama. He sought your name. Ah, the glory and the power and the manifestations of his glory. Hallelujah. We talk about this little light of mine. You don't have a little light if you don't have the mind of Christ. You're standing in total darkness. The mind of Christ is the light of God. The mind of Christ is the light of your mind. The glory of God. Don't stand in darkness. Get into that light. Turn on the switch. Turn on the switch. And God will give you the light. There is a light in the window because of the mind of Christ. Ma'am, you go through a lot of junk. You go through a lot of junk. But God says, I'm with you. Let my mind rise up within you is what the Lord is saying. You have a lot of heartache. God says, I will heal your heartache. I'm healing your heartache because of my glory is within you. You don't look at man. You look at God. Let that mind rise up within you. There's a light. There's a little light, but the darkness is flowing away. You're going to see a great light. Ooh. You're going to see a great light of God. You're going to see things happen. I'm not talking about 10 years down the road. I'm talking very soon. You're going to see a glory that move and the sadness and loneliness. Oh, my. And the glory of God is starting to move for you because the Lord said for me to prophesy for you and he meant it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There is a power and a glory. Let the Spirit operate, folks. Let the Spirit operate, folks. Let the Spirit operate right now. Open your hearts to God right now. Start opening your heart to God. Let the Spirit of God begin to. The glory of God is in this place. The angels of God is in this place. They are here. Oh, if you could just hear the warning of the angel's wings. Feel that holy glory of God that's in this place. How do I know? I came in here and I brought some glory with me. You came in here. You brought some glory with you. and you brought the Holy Spirit with you, and that glory and that power that we have. Oh, you may be struggling. You may be struggling in your ministry. You may be struggling in something, but the glory of the Lord said, look at the little light. Look at that little light, and I will take you into a greatness of glory. Keep your mind on God with the power of the Holy Spirit and the beauty of God. There's a light God in me. I can feel heaven's glory. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. There's a light God in me. I can feel heaven's glory. I can feel the glory of God manifesting himself through us. Not just through the speaker, but through us as a body of Christ. Not just through Dr. Robert Culverson, but through every individual that has the mind of Christ manifesting. He is working in you to minister to you and through you today. Hallelujah. Oh, there is such a preciousness and special glory and the power that is so great. That is so powerfully great. Gird up the loins of your mind. The loins means possessed of a creative power. The loins means creative power. The mind of Christ is thinking alike, thinking like Christ, thinking like Jesus. A sound mind and a willing mind. A sound mind is a mind that holds us, a mind that constructs, a mind that will stand for steadfast in his glory. I am found in Jesus. I am stuck in Jesus. I am wrapped up in Jesus. I'm wrapped up in the power of the Holy Ghost with that mind of Christ within me. I have a created force within me. You have a creative force within you. You have a creative glory within you because of the mind of Christ. You are rooted and grounded, sound mind, mature. When I started the sermon, Paul says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I acted like a child. But now that I have became a man, I put away childish things. What he said was, he said, I once did not have the totalness of the mind of Christ. But now that I have the mind of Christ, it has matured me. And now I speak with authority. I speak with honor. I speak with glory. I speak with the power of God in that glory and that power. Let the glory of God, let your eyes be cast on the light of God. Let your eyes be set on the light of God. And when you see that light will flow. That light will lead you to a greater light. That light will lead you to a greater light. And that one will lead you to a greater light until you're in to the whole family of his glory. Where there is no shadow, you're in the total light of God. And there's no shadow because the mind of Christ. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. As I mentioned a moment ago, a sound mind is an admonishing mind. Or a call into soundness and to moderation and self-control. Oh, hallelujah. Have you ever seen people, they have just the least little thing happened, they just go wiry like crazy. Just go crazy. My brother, he was one tough dude. He was one tough guy. And to fight, all you had to do is say fight, and he was ready to fight. But he was fighting the wrong battle. But you take a snake or a lizard, you run him all over the country. But a snake that long to make it what kind it was. And of course, I didn't take advantage of that too much. we were irrigating. And so when you irrigate, we were irrigating in hoses. And so we had our water all laid out. And so we have to wait until that water gets pretty close to the end, and then you have to change it. Well, between that time, you have to go out and check, see that the borders are not broken. And so my brother, he went to sleep under a tree. Well, I went out and I checked the borders, see that everything was secure. So I went to my brother's laying there. There was a green hose there. So I'm very, very particular about the way I do things. So there was a flat stick there. So I took that flat stick and I curved it like a snake's head. And I stuck it in the end of that hose. And I rolled that hose up and I stuck it on my brother's chest. And then I put a stick under it to hold it up where that head was in. And I said, Jim. He says, what? I said, don't move, Jim. There's a snake. And he froze. I said, don't move. I said, don't open your eyes. When you tell him not to open his eyes, he's going to open his eyes. I'm not going to tell you the words that my brother said when he saw that. But he went crazy. His sound mind was not there anymore. So instead of taking a look at, well, anybody could have seen that wasn't a real snake. But first thing he thought of, I told him it was a snake. So he thought of a snake. He got that in his mind. Satan will tell you something and you will believe it. That's because you haven't let the mind of Christ work. That's because you haven't learned to take the things that are real and the things that are fake. This was total fake, but it would look real to him. Satan will make you see things that are real that are not there. But the glory of God, where you trod, angels trod. Woo, hallelujah. Angels will go before you. Angels are around you because you've got the mind of Christ and you have the faith that they're there. And that blessings and that power and that glory and that beauty and that holiness is there. We went camping and there was a big rattlesnake. A big rattlesnake come out. I do not, if I'm hunting or something, I do not bother snakes. I let them go. I'm in their territory. But we had those little children in that campground. Not with us, but within that campground. So I just went out there and I cracked the rattlesnake on the head and threw him way out in these briars. The next morning, well, it was myself and my late wife and my soon-be son-in-law, my daughter's fiance, and my son's girlfriend, and my other daughters, they were in the tent over here, and the boys in the tent, and they had to get past us to get, but anyway, I heard these boys out there laughing. They'd build a fire, they already had coffee going. I said, what's wrong with those guys? There's something up. Cause they're supposed to still be sleeping. I'm the one supposed to be awake. I went and said, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Dad. And what's going on? Nothing. About 20 minutes of sitting there, I heard there's a snake. My son's girlfriend had got up and she opened it. And those boys had went out and they went into that briars. I mean, I pitched the thing about 15 feet in the, and when I say it's a blackberry briars, they went out, they made a very painful thing to do something to those girls. And they rolled that snake up and they put a stick in its mouth to open its mouth. And they had it sitting there like this. And my daughter, she said, Pam said, there's a snake. My daughter, there's no snake out there. Ah, there's a snake. Well, all three of those girls made imprints of the tent. And by this time, my wife is up, and she wants to know what's going on. And those boys are rolling. They are rolling. The devil will take something dead and confuse you with it. He will take the dead thing to try to confuse you, but the life thing that's in you, he will take something that is dead and has no power at all and try to take your power away from you if you don't have the mind of Christ. The deadness, the dead things are dead. Now, let us let the mind of Christ come alive within us and let the glory of God move with the blessings of God. Let that glory, let that power, let that beauty. Don't look what you don't have. Look at what you have. Don't look at the things of the world. Look at the things of God. Don't look at what man has created. Look what God has created and you look in the mirror and see it. The mind of Christ. Don't allow the things of this world blank you out to the mind of Christ. Don't let the artificiality of things that Satan puts before you, they're all artificial. All you have to do is speak and they're gone. Have a sound mind, a glorious mind, a powerful mind in Christ Jesus. When you see that light, that little small light, follow it. It'll take you to a bigger light. When you see a hill, climb it. It's going to take you to victory. When you go through the desert, remember that the mind of Christ, that you are a river of living water. When you climb a mountain with the mind of Christ, look back and see at the lights that you have lit while you're climbing that mountain. Look at the things and the power of God. not the things of Satan. Satan will deceive you. He will destroy you. But the mind of Christ, through the power of the Holy Ghost, will rise you up. Let us all stand. There is nothing. Let us stand. I'm going to open the altars. If you need something from God, I want you to come, and we're going to pray. If you're going through a situation, I'm not going to pray that you'll get out of anything. I'm going to pray that God will help you through it. I'll pray for your healing, but say, I've got a little problem here. Then let's work through that problem. Work through it. How many of you, when you were in high school or college, that you were in a math class and you were trying to work through a math, and you always came up with the wrong equation? Well, look this way. But when you turn over to God, the right equation comes out. Work out that problem. The sound mind, soundness in Christ Jesus, stable. You're that rock, Christ Jesus. You're standing on the rock, Christ Jesus, a stable rock with the glory and the power of God. I have a message that I preach on following the stone, the blessings and the power of God. What do you need from God this morning? The altars are open. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your understanding. We thank you, Father, for your glory that is upon you and upon us. You've taken your glory and you've given it to us. You've taken your mind and you've given it to us. You've taken your power and you've given it to us. And now, Lord, help us to allow the mind of Christ to rise up and the glory and the power of God move in Jesus' holy name, in Jesus' holy name. Everybody stand still. Yes, Dwayne. God is so precious. God is so great. With the blessings and the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, in Jesus' holy name, we thank you this morning for all you have done and what you're doing, for the word that has went into our minds, my mind, as much as the people's mind. In the name of Jesus, let the mind of Christ rise up within us and the glory of the Lord flow with us. And we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.